Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 14, 2023. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to stand.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day. As we issue in the spring, we ask that you continue to bless Jefferson County, the leaders of Jefferson County, as well as their families, all the staff and employees of Jefferson County. We ask that you bless those that are fighting for our democracy and the world that's in turmoil. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I would say pledge in unison, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. We have four items. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for a rebid of the automated teller machine installation and operation for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, with DRC Emergency Services, LLC. Item C is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Public Management, Inc. for grant administration and management services for Community Development Block Grant Program Phase 7 sewer improvements in the amount of $40,000 pending application approval and award. Phase 7 projects will be funded through the Texas Department of Agriculture Community Development Block Grant Program. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a software and hardware services agreement with Guardian RFID for inmate tracking software and hardware for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility in the amount of $171,772.69 in accordance with the buy board contract 669-22. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have five items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the county clerk for the purchase of cameras in office approved by the Security Committee in the amount of $6,384. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for MIS for additional costs for travel in the amount of $3,750. Item C is consider and approve modification of Intergovernmental Agreement Number 23 with the U.S. Marshal Service to adjust the current per diem rates effective February 1st, 2023. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $224,862.75 to the State Comptroller for the Intergovernmental Transfer for Jefferson County LPPF for the Uncompensated Care Program. And item E is regular county bills. Check numbers 504-199 through 504-443. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Discussion.
I have a question, Judge. I noticed that I didn't get a real write-up on this MIS thing, but
I did not notice that either. Jeff, can you tell us what that additional travel is?
Yes, it's money to be able to allow Mary and Sherry to attend the Tyler Connect this year. It's held in Texas every other year, and I missed that it was held this year to put it in my budget this year. So that's why I transferred the money now so they can attend it.
Give us more on it.
What Tyler Connect is? It's a place where it's a session where they can get together with everybody across the nation, that anybody that uses Tyler products, like our Odyssey that we have now, and it's a way that they can communicate and get to know the product and how they can share different ways to make it make our product work better and things like that.
Is it sponsored by Tyler?
Yes. It is.
Well, Mary probably deserves a bonus, but I guess we'll give her some travel. As much heck as she's been going.
She definitely could use it. As much as she's trying.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the reappointment of commissioners for the Sabine Nation's Navigation District of Texas. Pursuant to the Texas House Bill 3653, Section 8, Texas Water Code, Section 62.0631. Larry Grantham by me, Sherry Arnold by Commissioner Pierce, Richard Lewis by Commissioner Erickson, Joe Johnson by Commissioner Senegal, Kenneth Duhon by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve the Track 9A.0.5620 acre of land replat of part of Lot 9 and all of Lots 10 through 12, Block 6 of the Hollywood Edition, Jefferson County, located on Dixie Boulevard in Precinct 2, which has met all of the county platting requirements. And item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file U.S. Army Corps of Engineers right of entry for survey and exploration document for a county-owned property related to the Corps of Engineers Sabine Pass to Galveston Flood Mitigation Project. County-owned property identified in the right of entry document is located to the northeast of the county sub-courthouse in Port Arthur. Been reviewed by the precinct and legal counsel. Motion on those two items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our rather short agenda today. We'll now have a time of public comment. If there's anybody in court who wishes to make public comments, you'll come to the lectern. If you're appearing remotely or listening remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no public comment, is there any member of the court which has anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action or any other elected official present that wishes to say anything?
Judge, if I might, the spring is upon us, as was mentioned earlier, and the Heritage Festival begins this week down in Nederland. We'd love for everybody to come out down there. It's a great time, free admission, lots of good food.
Food is not free.
No, sir.
Oh, but I have a better offer.
Wow.
Stealing again this year that we stole from Commissioner Alford, we're going to have what we call Precinct 1 Super Saturday, and we are going to have the food bank out there giving free food. And we have about 14 other vendors from the Jefferson County Health Fair, TANS, Lions Club's going to do eye testing, blood bank, and so forth. And anybody like to be there from 9 to 12 at the China Precinct 1 office will be doing that. We expect to have at least 500 people there.
That's great. And Judge, I would be remiss if I didn't applaud the Beaumont Timberwolves BU for an outstanding run. But more important than that, there was a young man on that team when the media tried to make it a Dallas-Houston thing. He made me, as a county commissioner in Jefferson County, Beaumont, Texas, very proud when he said, no, sir, we are from Beaumont, Texas. We 4-9. That made me so proud because this coach has about three guys, and he had two last year going Division I schools. They are intelligent young men. They have done a great job, and to go 136-8 in 4 years is an outstanding task for any team and to be applauded on. So I want to make sure that we look at the fruits that's coming out of our community, because I think we have some good people and good parents around. So I just want to make sure I say it there.
And I would just like to say thank you to the commissioners for the assistance with our office. The walls are moving forward, And we have a lot planned for this upcoming election, May, April, early voting. So I just want to say thank you for that and the support, the cameras, to keep an eye on all the extra individuals that we get in our office. So thank you.
I'm going to mention something that I'll probably be writing a letter to the editor on, but there are a number of bills. One of the big movements in Texas has been property tax relief, which sounds really great. It's, you know, obviously every member sitting up here, and probably everybody in the audience that owns a home pays property taxes, and none of us like to spend money on taxes. It's kind of like buying tires for your car. You know, it's just, it's not that fun. And, you know, we like to minimize the taxes, and I'd like to think that all of us up here are pretty careful about how we spend your money. I'm not going to say that we don't have some waste, because I think every government or corporation or business has some waste, and we do as well. One of the bills that's been filed in Austin has been to put an appraisal cap of 5% on all properties, residential, commercial, industrial. Sounds real good until you consider the facts. You know, you constantly hear it on news that Texas has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. I think we're fifth or sixth, and out of the 50 states. And that's true. But when you consider the total tax burden of taxpayers in Texas, because we don't have an income tax like many states, we're somewhere between 33rd and 37th. Lowest. Of course, Alaska has lower taxes because they have no taxes, because everything in that state is financed by the Alaska pipeline and their oil revenues. So we have a very favorable tax environment. That's why Fortune 500 companies from all over the United States have been moving to Texas for the last 15 years. And if we cap, let me make this real clear. The Jefferson County, City of Beaumont School District, let's say that our budget is X. It's going to remain X plus inflation, whatever. Health insurance, cost of living adjustments, casualty insurance go up, you know, will be added to that. The only way for your taxes to go down is if federal, state, local governments cut spending. That's the only way. So what happens by these bills when they call them property tax relief? They're not property tax relief at all. They're a shifting of the property tax burden across the spectrum of payers. Industry in Texas, as much as I love industry and as much as I love the job creation that comes along with it, already has a provision in the tax code, Article 42.2683, which gives them a very favorable tax climate. It's called uniformity and equality of taxation, and it allows both large office buildings, apartment complexes, hotels, chemical plants, and refineries, as well as all other kind of industrial property, to get very favorable tax treatment in the state of Texas. If we pass a law in Austin that caps all appraisals, we already have an appraisal cap for residential property in Texas. If we cap it for all properties, commercial and industrial, then what's going to happen is we're going to have years in Jefferson County where, because of the energy environment, we're going to have a 50% reduction in the value of an industrial property that may be worth $1 billion. And it may go down to $500 million because of the market. Let's say they use ethane as a feedstock and ethane prices go up. Or, you know, there are cyclical forces at play in the marketplace that impact the value of a chemical plant or a refinery. If we have a reduction of a plant from $1 billion to $500 million, and then next year ethane prices or whatever their feedstock is goes down, then what happens is we can only go 5% that year. So their plant may be worth $1 billion, but we're able to go up 5% on top of that $500 million. So we can go up to $525 million, and it'll take us 15 years to get back up to their true value. So what happens if our county budget stays the same and goes up because of cost of living adjustment? We've got to shift the cost of that of funding county government, city government, school districts over to residential ratepayers. So they can talk about property tax relief. It's not property tax relief. The only property tax relief comes if government spends less, because that money does not come out of the, you know, our three main sources of income here at the county are property taxes, a small sales tax, 0.5%, and then our fees and fines. So if you give industry, which I love, again, more break than what they've already got, which is very favorable compared to other states, then you can count on residential ratepayers paying more. And I think it's very ill-advised. You know, if you, the biggest part of your bill, when you get your tax bill from the tax assessor collector that bills for all of the units of local government, is normally the school district. And the Texas Constitution says that the state shall fund public education. The state has chosen to do that by through a property tax at the local level, part of that cost. Part of it they fund it with federal funds. And so, you know, if you want true property tax relief, then it would, at the local level, it would be through the state taking more of the cost of public education under the state budget. But do not be confused, because property tax reduction does not come through tax shifting from industrial or commercial to residential ratepayers. And the truth of the matter is, our system was founded upon people paying taxes, property taxes, based on the value of their property. And if we artificially decrease the value of a property under what it really is, then somebody else picks up that slack. So, anyway, I'll get off my soapbox.
But, Judge, I'd like to add, it's incumbent upon everybody here and everybody listening to contact your local legislators and let them know how you feel about that. I think Judge put a good explanation on it, and I don't know if you're going to be invited to testify or if you've contacted anybody, but the reality is it takes a number of individuals to make those contacts.
Yeah. Another thing is there's a bill pending that's going to be heard pretty soon that's sponsored by Senator Perry. The state runs the Child Protective Services. State district judges hear those cases and often order children that are removed from their home to be placed in hotels with round-the-clock supervision by CPS employees that are paid, that are employees of the state. And this bill would move the cost of housing and paying for those hotels and the cost of overnight supervision onto the counties. The county has nothing to do with that system. The judge is a state judge. The CPS workers are state systems. And this happens every single legislative session. is that people in Austin, and I love a bunch of them, they do wonderful jobs, they work very hard, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now, trying to keep up with all the votes and committee hearings and going late into the night, and I understand that. But we have a real issue with unfunded mandates in Texas, and that is people in Austin criticize local governments for our taxes and say it's all our fault. And every session, they push more and more and more expenses that are supposed to be borne by the state down onto counties and cities and school districts. And so, you know, there's some hypocrisy there, and I'm sure certain it's not intended, but it's something that needs to be fought. The CPS system is part of the state system and needs to be funded by the state, not by units of local government. Okay, now I'm off my soapbox. Anything further? If not, thank you all so very much for being there, here, and we are adjourned.
Good job. Good job. Good job.